Welcome back into the press box, and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Dave Baker, along with the Grand Domo of all things relating to the press box and the Louisville Thoroughbred Society, Gene McLean. And Mr. McLean, it's hard to believe, but when we talk at the same time next week, we will be head first into the first weekend of racing at Keeneland. But first things first, plenty of big racing action this weekend.
Yeah, we got the Florida Derby. You actually get started real early with the races over in Dubai. And I haven't seen the PPs for the Dubai races, but I'm sure that even if he's not running, there'll be a lot of people there in spirit rooting for Thunder Snow.
Well, I would think that at least they would have him parade around the track or something like that. I mean, at the very least, wouldn't you think?
Well, you know, his performance, quite honestly, in the Kentucky Derby warrants that kind of respect over there.
Stop it. All right, so let's talk about the Florida Derby, and it is a great field, but I know you and I for a long time have liked Code of Honor, who will be amongst the favorites.
Yeah, Code of Honor is coming off a big win in the Fountain of Youth. Really, the race set up very well for him. He was able to kind of stalk the leaders. They went very fast on the front end. And, you know, the horse has always had an intriguing running style and ability. You know, he's by Noble Mission, which is really kind of a turf pedigree. But, you know, he's bred and owned by Lane's End Farm, Will Farish. And so there's a lot of tradition, a lot of class, a lot of history there in his pedigree and also in his performance level. You know, the only thing that really diminished my thoughts about Code of Honor Buzzy was the fact that he was here for the Breeders' Cup Juvenile last fall, and then he was scratched the day of that race, and then they took him back to New York, prepped him for the Remsen. He scratched before that race. He did get in a race early in the season down at Gulfstream. He won that, and then he was able to win the Fountain of Youth and now goes into this race. If not the post-time favorite, he's certainly going to be one of the favorites, one of the main contenders to be on the board.
Okay, who else and what else stands out to you as it relates to this field, Mr. McLean?
Well, this race in handicapping, Buzzy, has a lot of speed. Hidden Scroll ran a brilliant number when breaking his maiden earlier this year for trainer Bill Mott. He won by 14 lengths over a sloppy racetrack. He came back in the Fountain of Youth, going from a maiden special weight win to a Grade 2 event. He set blistering fractions in the early part of that, and this just didn't have the stamina to finish. They've made a rider change on Hidden Scroll. Joel Rosario is off. Javier Castellano is on, and it'll be interesting to see if they try to rate a little bit in the early going, because there is a lot of speed in here, Buzzy. But I still think that Hidden Scroll has got to be in the first kind of allotment of horses making the pace in the Florida Derby. My horse, quite honestly, has been for quite some time trained by Mark Hennig, owned by the Bourbon Lane Stable. Bourbon War, I just love the way this horse won an allowance early in the year. He split horses, had a lot of difficulty, won that one. He came back in the Fountain of Youth and ran a huge second, closing late. If you watch the gallop out, two strides past the finish line, he just goes right on by Code of Honor. If he runs that same race with that kind of pace scenario up front, Buzzy, with the longer distance in the Grade 1 Florida Derby, I just got to think that Bourbon War is sitting on a huge one.
Okay, so the question becomes, my friend, how do you play it?
Well, yeah, that's a great question. You got a lot of good horses in here, I think. Interesting kind of sidebar stories. I'm going to go with Bourbon War, and I'm just going to play him to win in place. Then I'm going to key Bourbon War over and under Code of Honor, And Harvey Wallbanger, who won the Holy Bull, he was a deep closer, got a golden trip on the rail. But there's a horse in here that won over the grass at Kima last fall, a beautiful colt, got a blonde flaxen mane to go with that body at Chestnut. He's just a beautiful horse by the name of Current, trained by Todd Pletcher. He's going to be trying to convert over to the dirt, but we've seen a number of horses do that in the last couple of years. So I'm going to use Bourbon War as my key horse, Buzzy. I'm going to use him with Code of Honor, Current, and Harvey Wallbanger.
Great day at down south at Gulfstream in terms of highlighted, of course, by the $1 million Express Bet Florida Derby, but it'll be part of a 14-race program. First post at 11:30 on Saturday. Seven stakes races. Four of them are graded. And, Mr. McLean, before we go, the racing over in Dubai starts at, that's the way we say it down south, Dubai instead of Dubai.
Dubai. Okay.
Starts about 7:45 a.m. And I will have you know that a field, it looks like a 13, will go to the post for the $12 million Dubai World Cup. And the 12 horse, the 7-2 favorite, Thunder Snow, looking to become the first two-time winner of this race.
Well, I know you'll be up because you're an early riser, Buzzy. I mean, I know that by the tweets and the texts
I get
from your 5 a.m.
The World Cup doesn't go until sometime between like 11:30 and 12:30. So right as they're finishing,
I got a shot at making that.
Right as they're finishing in Dubai, they'll just be getting going down in Florida. So you can get your Florida bankroll, and you can increase it and have more to play with if you step up and strongly support the much maligned Thunder Snow in the Dubai World Cup.
I expect no less than a shickle or two to be placed on Thunder Snow.
And that's not John Shickle either. And that is our press box and our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by EchoRide, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean, hope you and yours have a great weekend, and as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my friend. Look forward to seeing you soon.